Hey, good evening, everyone. It's Cole Johnson with Mojo with Kojo. It's Saturday evening, about 8:30, January 11th, 2025. This is a test run of what I hope to potentially turn into a podcast. Sitting outside of my daughter's field hockey tryout practice, whatever you want to call it. We've been doing this now. This is our second week. I got about half an hour to spare before I have to go in and watch her right now. She's doing warm up, so there's not really any point for me to be in there because can't really see what she's doing anyway because she's in another area warming up with her team or whatever. This whole idea inspiration kind of spawned from the Sean Ryan show. I'm a huge fan of Sean Ryan and what he does. If you're not familiar with who Sean Ryan is, he is a Navy SEAL that served in the Navy and was a Navy SEAL. And has since got out and gone on to do start his podcast, the Sean Ryan Show. And I say that to say this is so he is interviewing, veterans and other people that are in, like special warfare organizations, FBI, CIA, Navy SEALs, Green Berets. I think he might have even has interviewed some Delta Force guys. Not 100% sure on that, so please don't hold me accountable on that one. But I know for a fact that he does interview other Navy SEALs, former and present Navy SEALs. He has interviewed CIA analysts and FBI folks. So this is kind of like the poor man's veteran or the everyday veteran, and not to say that in a bad way. There's plenty of veterans out there. I'm a veteran myself. I served in the Marine Corps from 2007 to 2011. I deployed to Afghanistan in 2009, 2010. Got out in 2011. This is for the veterans that serve their country. This is for every other veteran, not veterans that are, not to exclude them, but this is, for the everyday, run-of-the-mill veterans, the oath, the grunts, the 2311s, or just in general. I was a 2311. That was my job in the Marine Corps. That was my MOS. So if you don't know what a 2311 is or what an ammo tech is, that's what I did. So basically, people had to come to me to get their ammo. Which sometimes gets mistaken with an armorer. I was not an armorer. I did not work on weapons. I did not service weapon systems. I issued the ammo to the units, basically. So this is for the veteran, that I don't know, just got out a couple months, couple years, sitting at home. Thinking they're a loser, thinking they don't have anything to do, thinking that they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how they're going to get through the day. They don't know how they're going to get through the next, 24 hours, let alone 12 hours. This is for you. This is, to hopefully help you understand that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not have a plan. It's okay to not know what you're doing. It's okay to just sit at home and just be. It's okay to be. And I don't think, obviously when you get out of the military, at least this was my experience with the military. They don't tell you, they don't set you up, to get out. And I've been out since, like I said, 2011. So it's been some years, But I've been mulling this idea around in my head for the past probably 2 years now. And then I got turned on to the Sean Ryan show here probably within the last like 6 months or so. So this is like watching him and how he is an inspiration to the special operation community. I would like to be the inspiration for the whole veteran community in general. But they don't teach you, they don't show you what to do when you get out. You know, there's no handbook, you know, for that. There's no handbook for many things in this life. Everything is kind of learned by trial and error. So this is hopefully my journey to, I don't know, help myself as well and help others. I do currently work in a field where I help veterans, and my previous job, I helped veterans as well. So I've been helping veterans in around the, you know, Western New York, Buffalo area for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years now. So yeah, I hope that this, blossoms into something beautiful, and I hope a lot of people get a lot of inspiration and you know, a lot of hope out of this. And yeah, thanks for tuning in, thanks for watching, and catch you on the flip side.